This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 291 for Friday, March 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Friday morning, showing a continued recovery off contract lows as the market sees signs of establishing a bottom after its months-long downtrend. Canola steady to up $2, the May contract up 50 cents at $594.20 per ton. That May contract managed to settle just above its 20-day moving average yesterday, and the fact it's holding above that key chart point again today was supportive from a technical standpoint, as traders are continuing to adjust positions ahead of the weekend. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures were both stronger overnight, providing spillover support, but soy oil did back away from its gains to turn mixed. Malaysian palm oil held steady after posting solid gains earlier this week. Scale-up farmer selling and a lack of significant end-user buying interest tempered the advances in canola, with analysts expecting values may consolidate in a narrow range for the time being, in the absence of a supportive fundamental catalyst. In the U.S., activity is mixed. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, while corn and wheat futures are lower. Soybeans had posted solid gains overnight, but ran into resistance and backed away to turn mixed. The May contract up 0.75 cents at $11.41.5 per bushel. Large South American supplies continue to overhang the market, with any reductions in Brazil's crop more than made up for by improvements in Argentina this year. However, crop conditions in Argentina did dip slightly over the past week, losing 1 point in the good to excellent category, now at 30%. Corn, it is lower, down 6 cents in the May contract at $4.23 per bushel. Yesterday's solid export sales did remain supportive, tempering the declines, with U.S. corn business running well ahead of last year's pace. Monthly U.S. ethanol data will be released later today, with expectations for increased corn usage. Wheat futures are lower across the board, with declines in European and Black Sea wheat accounting for some spillover selling in the U.S. markets. Minneapolis spring wheat down 12 cents in the May contract at $6.46 per bushel. Kansas City down 21 cents in May at $5.65 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 16 cents in the May contract at $5.60 per bushel. Relatively favorable conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop contributed to the declines. And that's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 1st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.